We're going to get started over here. It was a really rough week for me to find something that's appropriate for our Mishmar. It's become really the highlight of my week. The Mishmar, we haven't done it in a while, but I wanted to pick something appropriate. We have Baruch Hashem, Ari Barnetz listening in from Chutz Laaretz, because Baruch Hashem, it's something we look forward to. So I was trying to find the right thing. It's as the Chinuch actually says that there are no mitzvahs in this week's parasha, so it's a little bit rough. And I can come up with the right thing. So this is what I hope will work for you. That there's a pasuk, the very last. Thank you very much. I didn't ask for it, but I'm going to need it in the end. The very last pasuk in this week's parasha is speaking about what's going on with the Mishkan, the people that are in charge of carrying the different parts of the Mishkan, and one of them is they're in charge of carrying the Bnei Kehas. They're in charge of carrying the Aron, and it says in the pasuk, "Vayu lirois." Kivala es hakodesh v'mesu, that they should not lo yavo liros, they should not come to see kivala es hakodesh v'mesu, which means that they shouldn't actually look at the Aron Bris Hashem. They were the ones carrying. There's different jobs, different people are carrying different parts of the Mishkan. Who carried the Aron itself was Bnei Kehas, and they were mitzvah, and they can't look at it. They're not allowed to look at it. What happens if they look at it? They are dead. So the Medrash says the following thing. When Moshe said, okay, Bnei Kehas, your job is to carry the Aron, they started screaming. They said, carry the Aron, we're going to die. What do you mean, carry the Aron? We're going to die just like Nadav and Avihu died. We're going to, what do you mean? How are we going to do this? How are we going to carry without looking at it? Moshe said, okay, I'll get the Kohanim to wrap it up like neatly so you don't have to worry about it. You won't look at it and then you just carry it. But they're afraid of dying. They're afraid of looking at the Aron and dying, because if a person looks at the Aron, that can happen. The Targum Yonasan says something interesting. The Targum Yonasan says, how will they die? They will die because a fire will consume them. It doesn't say in the Pasuk really. A fire will come and consume them. So according to that medrash that we just heard, that they screamed, we're going to die like Nadav and Avihu died. What happened to Nadav and Avihu? They went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Something went wrong over there. Fire! Boom! And they were killed. So they thought they were going to, same thing. It's the same fire. It's just going to like, they're just going to be totally consumed in fire. That's what happens when you look at the wrong thing. Over here, it's looking at Kedusha. Too much Kedusha that they're going to die. Actually, there was a time when the Aron came back in Beit Shemesh. It's a whole story. The Navi, Rabbi Buckley, can tell you the whole background of what happened. It's a fascinating story. Anyway, the people that came there got so excited that they actually said, well, the Aron's here, let's take a look. Boom. 50,000 people died. 50,000 people, says the Radak, because they looked at what was going on. You're not supposed to look at the Aron. So that's the Isser over here. Now, we have similar types of things, like, for example, in a Kayin Duchens. Right, we're not supposed to look when a kohen duchens. So there are certain times when there's the Shechina present, and we're trying to avoid the looking at the Shechina, and that has to do with the Aron Bris Hashem. What does that mean when he's being revealed? You're not supposed to see it revealed. Just as like a play on words, the Rav Huttner. I don't know if you know this, but Rav Huttner was in a hijacking. Huttner was on his way to Eretz Yisrael, and he was hijacked in Entebbe. Entebbe, right? Was it Entebbe? No, it wasn't Entebbe. He wasn't Entebbe, but he was hijacked. He was hijacked. Rav Huttner was hijacked.
Together with a lot of people.
With a whole plane. He was hijacked, and he got out, and he used to tell the story, and it was a big nace and a big simcha. They didn't want him to know that they had Rav Huttner, because, you know, he's a VIP. But
the only one they let go, no?
What?
He's the only one they let go.
I don't know.
They let everybody go. No, in the beginning, then they let him, like, one other.
I don't know the whole story.
They all came in the Arab Shabbos.
Oh, Rabbi Buckley will tell you that too. He'll tell you also about that, Beis Hashem, you want. But the point is like this: by the Sudas Haidah, so he served a bissel Brumfin, a little bit of schnapps, and he had Crown Royal. Crown Royal is a type of schnapps. When you have a simcha, then we'll deal with it. Anyway, Kitzer, so he had it in a bag. If your Crown Royal comes in a bag, and Shvach HaMaisis. Royal Salute. He had a bag of Royal Salute. It's 21 years Shivas, and it comes in a bag, as it does. And they want to take it out of the bag. He said, no. You can't take it out of the bag. The Aron's not supposed to come out of the... not supposed to see the Aron if you to open... like, everything has to be covered. Anyway, but that's just a play on words. So we want to figure out what's going on. Hold on a second. The Chinuch said that there's no mitzvahs in this week's parasha. So what this is, seems to be a... I mean, it's a lo sase, but a lo sase is a mitzvah. So, Enochanami, if you look, Rav Sadia Goin, in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, does write that there's a mitzvah in this week's parasha. He actually says there's two mitzvahs. The Pasuk says... it says in the Pasuk, Levi lo yig'u. One of the Azharas is, a Levi should not touch the Aron. And also, the love of... there's two. Don't touch the Aron and don't look at the Aron. How could you not touch the Aron? Someone's got to carry. Who carried the Aron? The Bnei Kohas. It's the Bnei Levi. So what does that mean? Don't touch it.
Hashem carried the Aron, no?
Yeah, but wait. Well, someone is actually. What? He has to carry on the poles. There were Badim that were there. So you carry them on the Badim. Don't carry them. You're not allowed to touch them. It's actually a story of someone that touched the Aron, also a Navi, died on the spot. Just got to be really careful when you're around the Aron. So you're not allowed to touch the Aron, and you're not allowed to look at the Aron. There's a two Azharas this week's parasha, two mitzvahs. That's what Rav Sadia Goin says. And others, the Bahag and others. However, the Rambam says no, there's no, the Rambam says no lav in this week's parasha. And the Chinuch said there's no lav in this week's parasha. These things are not included in Taryag. These mitzvahs that we mentioned are not included in Taryag. Why not? Says the Rambam in Shoresh Shlishi, the reason is as follows. The only thing that's included in Taryag mitzvahs are mitzvahs that are noyeg le'olam, that are mitzvahs that go on, that are constant mitzvahs. A mitzvah that was a temporary mitzvah, that was only for a short amount of time, and then it's not relevant anymore, the Rambam says that's not included in Taryag. Hold on. Why is that? We'll see why this is an example. But the Rambam says, where's the makar for Taryag mitzvahs? Torah tziva lanu moirasha kihilas Yaakov. Torah is Gematria 611. Torah Tzivalanu Moshe. Those are Moshe. The first two mitzvahs came from Hashem. Anuch Valilach Hashem said. The rest, the other 611, Moshe said. Torah Tzivalanu Moshe. Moirasha. What does Moirasha mean? An inheritance. It's something that we're going to keep. So if it's just going to be for a little time, you're not really keeping it. So therefore, mitzvahs have to be, like, in order to be included in that very exclusive list of mitzvahs, it has to be something that's permanent. So what's Taryag? Only permanent mitzvahs. Another Bukhari brings this, because after all, we said that the mitzvahs assays are connected a person's limbs. The mitzvahs lois assays are connected the amount of days in the year. So therefore, these are obviously things that are permanent, things that are staying with us. Well, we'll see. We're going to get there. So these are not, and these lavim are not permanent, says the Rambam. Why are they not permanent? Because they only were noyeg when we had a Mishkan. They were only noyeg when we had a Mishkan. When the Bnei Levi had an obligation to carry the Aron, they had to move, the Aron had to be moved, don't touch it. When the Bnei Levi had an obligation to carry the Aron, it said, don't look at it. So therefore, it's only during the times when in the Mishkan. But when they're done with the Mishkan, so then there's no longer this lav, says the Rambam. So therefore, it's not included in the Minyan HaMitzvah. It's true, if a Levi would have done it, he would have been punished. But I'm not putting that in my list of Taryag because it's temporary. Says the Rambam, you want to answer to me? Maybe there's something else included in this lav. You want to say that there's a Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, if a person's not allowed to steal a Kli Shoris, he's not allowed to steal something from the Beis HaMikdash. If he steals a Kli Shoris, what's the halacha? Says the Gemara, is a remez. It's to someone who steals a Kli Shoris that he's not allowed to do that. The Pasuk says, V'loyavoyu lirois kivala es ha-kodesh v'mesu. You're not allowed to steal a peek at the Aron. You're not allowed to steal Kli Shoris. So that's called. So that's included in the lav. Maybe that's why it's loyalam. Kli Shoris is where, even the Beis HaMikdash. So it's included in the lav, says the Rambam. So that is maybe that's why they count it. No, says the Rambam, can't be, because what does it say? It says it's a remez. What does the word remez mean? It's a hint. Remez means it's only a hint. In other words, says the Rambam, that's not really what the Pasuk is talking about. What is the Pasuk talking about? V'lo yavo liroiz kevala es ha-kodesh v'meisu. You're not allowed to, what? Look at the Aron. You say that is a hint, like to a similar idea, that you're not allowed to steal klisharis. Okay, but is that the lav? It's not the lav. Well, the klisharis you're allowed to touch. You're not allowed to touch the Aron. But so this is just, it's just a remez. And asmachta ba'alma, says the Rambam. Not including. So therefore, the Rambam says, this is not one of the diagnoses. Now, the Rambam says, I'll prove to you that it's not really a lav. Why? What does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, V'lo yavo lirois, kevala es ha-kodesh v'mesu. What's the punishment if you over on this lav? Misa. Says the Rambam, the halacha of a person who is goinev from the klisharis, it says, it's kanoim poigim boy. Which means that he's not necessarily that Hashem like kills him right away. Kanoim poigim boy is a very interesting halacha, which is that anyone that sees him doing that, if he's so zealous, he can kill him. But it's not included in the...
But it's just a remez, then why can it be just a remez and he gets killed also?
It's just a remez in a chanami. But the Rambam is trying to prove to us it's just a remez. How do I prove it? Aside from the fact that he used the word remez. Because if it was really the pasuk, so what should happen to him once he touches the klisharis and tries to steal it? He should die. So it's just a remez. It's just like a play on words. It's just like some sort of... it's a way for us to. It's a reference, but it doesn't really mean that. This is the Rambam's shita. Who argued on the Rambam? We said, Rav Sadia Goin. Comes along the Ramban and says a teretz. I'm gonna go back and do everything in order. Says the Ramban, you know why it is a mitzvah? I agree with you. It has to be for all generations. I agree with that. So what? I thought that the whole lab is only when the time of the Mishkan. Yeah, but you're not allowed to steal a klisharis. That's even when the Beis HaMikdash, not just in the Mishkan. Yeah, but I thought the Ram says just a remez. Says the Ramban, it's not true. It's not just a remez. What do you mean just a remez? It's an Issur D'oraisa. You steal a klisharis. You're over an Issur. What's the Issur D'oraisa? V'lo yavo lirois kevalas ha-kodesh v'mesu. The word remez, says the Ramban, doesn't mean it's a dirabanan. It's a D'oraisa remez. The Pasuk says, Gemara Makas, Remez Leinim Zoyim Min HaTorah Minayin. That's D'oraisa. So the word Remez can still be D'oraisa. Either Rambam said, but you don't, he doesn't get Misa. If the Pasuk is referring to someone stealing Klisharis, so where's the Misa? Says the Ramban, doesn't get Misa. What do Kanaim do to him? What do we say the Kanaim do to him? They kill him. That's the pasuk. You steal klisharis, we kill you. And that's what the pasuk is referring to, and that's why it's a d'oraisa. So let's go over it again. We're going to start again, my friends, as follows. We have a pasuk in this week's parasha. Do not look at the Aron Bris Hashem. Because they were frightened when they thought they have to carry him. How am I going to carry it? I'm going to look at it. I'm going to die like Nadav and Avihu. Fire is going to come and destroy me. So he said, Moshe said, I'll take care of it. We'll wrap it up. We'll make sure you don't have a problem. So it should be a lav. No, the smak does taka, the Psalm Yigun Taka says it's a lav. And others, says the Rambam, it's not a lav. Says the Chinuch, it's not a lav. Why not? Because it's only for the time of the Mishkan. It's not when we're in the Beis HaMikdash. No one's moving the Aron when in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's only the time of the Mishkan, therefore it's not a lav. Aye, maybe you tell me it's a lav because of the fact that there's an issur to steal a klisharis, which the Gemara says is a remez from this pasuk. That's only a remez. It doesn't mean actually the pasuk is referring to this. And I'll prove it to you, because he doesn't die, it's just Kanaim Poigim boy. He doesn't die from Shemaim, says the Ramban, it's not just a remez, it's D'oraisa. And that's what the Pasuk is referring to, you're right. The Isra of looking at the Aron Bris Hashem was only in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not L'doiris, it's only for then. But the Isra of stealing Klisharis is always, and that's what the Pasuk is referring to. And you say he doesn't die, sure he dies. What does Kanaim Poigim boy mean? That means they kill him.
Yeah, but if no one sees, then he doesn't die. No one sees, so it's not actually dying. It's only if.
Mm.
He's not the short.
I don't know if that's true. In other words, I'm understanding as follows, Rabbi Yisai. Just as a synopsis, and we'll get, try to get back to Amishai if we can. The Rambam says, Kanoim Poigim Boy, that can't be included in, that's not included in the Misa of the Pasuk. And the Ramban says, it is included in the Misa of the Pasuk. The Rambam says, yeah, but it's not Misa B'dei Shamayim. It's not a fire coming down from Shamayim. Says the Ramban, okay, you're right, but it's Misa B'dei Adam. It's Misa B'dei Adam. It's also Misa. What's classic Misa? Can anyone give me an example of classic Misa? Skila, Sreifa, Hereg, Chenek, all those things. Those are all classic Misa. That's Misa B'dei Adam. That's called Misa. When the Pasuk says, most, you must, it's talking about Misa B'dei Adam. Says the Ramban, so this is another form of Misa B'dei Adam. Kanaim Poigimbo. Bang, dead.
That's true.
This is going to be a unique.
Anyway?
You're right. I'm going to get to that. This is a unique one. Says the Ramban. This is also Misa. Says the Rambam. No, it's not. It's not. Says the Rambam. It says the Rambam. This is not Skila, Sreifa, Hereg, or Chenek, right, Yehuda? None of the above. It's not Misa B'nei Shemaim. This thing doesn't count. This is clearly not the Pasuk is talking about. The Pasuk is talking about something else. This is just a remez ba'alma. It's just a hint. It's a dirabanan. Doesn't count. Or whatever. Something like that. What's the Bir Machlekes? I'd like to suggest as follows, my friends. There's a Machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. Beis Din has a mitzvah, it's a din of Beis Din, to kill when someone does an aveira. How many mitzvahs does Beis Din have to kill? Anyone?
One.
That's the shita of the Ramban.
I'm going to go two.
Two is not going to be the right answer. Try again. Four is the shita of the Rambam. Why are there four mitzvahs for Beis Din to kill?
Four is more Beis Din.
Skila, Sreifa, Hereg, and Chenek.
Oh, so obviously it's not one.
Four mitzvahs. What's the machlekes Rambam and Ramban? Dachzuch, the Birkas HaBram, Makas is the machlekes, the Pashup Shah machlekes is as follows. The Ramban says Beis Din's mitzvah is to kill him. There are four different ways to kill him. But what's their mitzvah? He has to be
dead.
Ubiarta hara mikirbecha. Get him out of here. The Rambam learns, the mitzvah isn't for him to be dead. The mitzvah is burn him. Stone him. Decapitate him. Skila, Sreif, Beherig, Bechenig, each one is its own bazunder mitzvah. Says the Rambam. Says Yehuda Byron, he says, okay, if you hold like the Rambam, that there are four bazunder mitzvahs, Skila, Sreif, Beherig, Bechenig, what's Kanayim Poigim Boy?
All of them.
Which mitzvah is that? It's none of the above. It's do it any way. Kanayim Poigim Boy can do it any way they want. They just have to make him dead. So it's not including any of those mitzvahs. So that's not Misa B'dei Adam. Misa B'dei Adam is Skila, Sreifa, Hereg, V'chenek, or else it's not the mitzvah.
No, they can't base it also technically kill them any way they want, except this is what.
So that is a very the complicated machloikas with Nogeya, the Rambam, and Ramban. That's where it comes in a makas. Beis Din can't do the way they're supposed to do, so what do they do under the circumstances? Do they something else? And that's the whole discussion. But for the moment, it depends if you need a pasuk for that, or it's the svara, or how it works. Akoponim, we'll say like this. It's Ramban Lishitosam. It's Givaldik. Ramban says, listen, Kanayim Poigimbo means he's dead. So that's Misa B'dei Adam. Says the Rambam, that's not Misa B'dei Adam. Misa B'dei Adam is Skila Shreifik Bechenek. This is what is this thing over here? It's not Misa B'dei Shemayim, it's not Misa B'dei Adam. Because the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Beis Din is one of those four ways. That's the only mitzvah. You don't do that. You didn't do it. So this is obviously not Misa B'dei Adam. The Ramban says, no, these are all four ways of getting to Ubiyarta Harami Kebecha. We need him dead. Kanayim Poigim is also meaning him dead. This is Misa B'dei Adam.
Rabbi, what was it when he stuck the sword between the two people? What type of killing was that?
Stuck the sword between
Zimmer.
Two people.
Zimmer. When he took the Zimmer. Sword and he stuck it into what's his name and that girl also. So what type of
right.
killing was that?
That's Kanayim Poigim boy. Right. So that'll probably be the same Achleikas over there also, is that? Okay. Rabbi, it seems like what we said is, bain like the Ramban, everyone seems to agree that that whole din of the Aroin was only in the Mishkan. So therefore, everyone agrees that if you're just talking about that din of looking at the Aron, that's not noyig bisman hazeh. The only thing that was noyig was maybe this other din of stealing kli shoris is maybe noyig. Like the Rambam says, I don't count it because not noyig bisman hazeh. What about kli shoris? Remez ba'alma. Rambam says, no, it's not a remez ba'alma, and that's why it's counted, because of the din of stealing kli shoris. But everyone agrees, as far as the Aron is concerned, not noyig anymore. We got a problem. We have a Gemara. The Gemara says, Gemara in Yuma, Daf Nudal Ramad Alf. Says the Gemara, Bisham, when Kal Yisrael was Oila LeRegel, Kal Yisrael was Oila LeRegel, they were Megalgalim Lehemes HaParoiches, they would open up, they would pull back the Paroiches, Umarin Lehemes HaKruvim, and they would show them the Kruvim. What's the Kruvim? The Aroin. And saw that they were embracing each other. Look how much Hashem loves you. How could they do such a thing? It's not state and pasuk. No one's allowed to look at this. That's what the pasuk says. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. B'shas hachnosas kelim anatik shalahem. This is not allowed. Umeshani. Gemara answers, Masha lekala, calls manchihi bebeis aviha, snua mi baila, like a kala. As long as she's still in her father's house, until she's actually come home, she comes into her husband's house, she's very, very tsanua. So therefore, you can't look at her. But, kivan shebasa lebeis chameha, ain't it snua mi baila? Once she comes already into her father's house, she's not snua mi baila anymore. So what does that mean? Kol's man is Klal Yisrael, says Rashi. B'midbar, adayin lo hayo gasim b'shchina. When they're in the midbar, so are they allowed to look in the midbar?
No.
But once they get to Eretz Yisrael, the Beis Hamikdash, they're allowed to look. Yes.
So Rabbi, then how would it make
this sounds
sense?
Perfect, right? This sounds like everyone's going to agree that the whole issue was only when the midbar.
Hold on, we're not finished. Excellent question. This is the other question. I don't have time for it. Says the Gemara,
there's a story of a Kohen. It was in the Bayis Sheni. In the Bayis Sheni, there was no Aron. Did you know that? The Bayis Sheni, there was no Aron. There was a Kohen who's walking the Bayis Sheni, and they noticed something about this, different about this. It's like, hey, what's going on? This is different than all the rest of them. He brought it to his friend. He's like, I think there's something underneath here. And the next day, he didn't wake up. The story was, Shera Ritzpa Mishuna Mechaverta. They saw on the ground, one was different. Ubavo Hidias Chavero, he told his friend, we got to check this out. Velo Hispik Esadova, they didn't manage. Ad Sheyatza Nishmasai, dead. Why did he die?
They both died?
Nishmasai.
Where was the
Aron? V'yadu b'yichot shesham Aron nignaz. The Aron was buried underneath that stone. If they would have opened that up, they would have found a tunnel. They would have gone down and seen the Aron. And do you allow to look at the Aron?
No.
Dead. So why is he dead? But they're in Eretz Yisrael. So I thought it's not knowing in Eretz Yisrael. It's the Gemara Mishani Amalei Niskar Shokamrit Niskar Shachavrat Chazra Lechibasan Rishaina. Is a woman tsanua before she gets married? Yes. Is she tsanua from her husband when she gets married? No, she's with her husband now. Is she tsanua after they got divorced? They destroyed the first Beis Hamikdash. The Aron is hidden. Is she going to be tsanua now? Yes. Can't see it anymore. What does it sound like today? Is there an Isser looking at the Aron? Yes. This is Shver on the Rambam and the Ramban on everyone. Because even the Ramban was just saying, the reason why the law is noig b'zman hazeh is because you can't steal klisharis. But the Aron, yeah, and a Hanami, that was only the time of the Mishkan. That's not right. What do you mean? The Gemara says, it seems to be a Gemara that you're not look at the Aron.
And it says, you know, it has to be the Jairus. There was clearly a time in the first division.
That's still called Ladaris. It's only not Ladaris if it's only for like a short amount of time and then it's gone. It's not gone. There are a lot of mitzvahs, as you said when we were learning before, that there's certain times you can be Mekayim, then you can't be Mekayim. But the mitzvah continues. The mitzvah's here, it's just it's not practical.
I said you could do the mitzvah just when we're not there. By the first base of mitzvah, you're allowed to look at the Aron, so it's impossible.
That's still not considered to be a mitzvah which is only Lizman. It's a mitzvah Ladaris.
Okay.
He's assuming. I don't know what the Ari's saying is that being that there's a kufa and the mitzvah doesn't exist, it can't be included in tarryag. I hear.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's things there. Yeah.
Maybe we could say that this is that really the entire is just to touch it. So anytime when you're looking at it, might come to you touching it, then you're not allowed to look at it.
It says two separate times.
Yeah, but when they went and they opened up the brochas, no one's running through the heichal to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to touch the Ara.
That's obviously not. So that's why it's obviously not true, because the Gemara asked the question on that. So Gemara is clearly saying that even if you're not going to touch it, it's still going to be over the lav, if not for the fact that they, you know, now they're in Eretz Yisrael. It seems like even if you're not going to touch it, it's a problem to look at it. So Rabbeisai, I'd like to suggest the following thing. Perhaps al piderech hapshat. I don't know if this is the pshat. I want to ask you a question. That koyin that he saw the Aron. By the way, just as a maimar amuzgar, if you read the book All for the Boss. This happened recently also, that they found, you remember the story? They found the Kalim, an Arab found it and died, and they figured out this is the Makom of the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. They sent a letter to the Chavetz Chaim what they should do. The Chavetz Chaim said that Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Herman, who was in Eretz Yisrael at the time, he should deal with it, figure out how to deal with it. They found the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, or the Aron, like, what are we doing now? He also, you know, whatever exactly happened, but it didn't end up, it ended up getting lost, Kitzer. Either he closed it up, I ain't chum in the book. Akoponim, I'd like to suggest the following thing. This client, he's there in the Beis HaMikdash, and he notices something's wrong with the floor. He's like, wow. Shows his friend. He died. Why did he die? Did he look at the Aron? No. They never opened it even. So what did he die for? Was he over the lav of Loyavolaris, Kavalos, Akkadish, Vemesu? No, he wasn't over the lav. So what? Wasn't over any lav.
If he's going to come to
the It wasn't over any lab, right?
And he didn't get burnt in the fire.
So why did he die? The answer is that the Gemara is not saying that this person was actually over the lab. The Gemara is saying is, do not mess with the Aron Bris Hashem. This is something that is you have a tremendous amount of respect, regard for. The lav maybe was only back in the Mishkan back then. But the idea that we see from this lav, what's the idea we see? Is that the Aron Bris Hashem is something that needs tremendous amount of respect. So when he was going to reveal it, he wasn't being punished because he's over the lav. Hashem was sending us a message, leave that closed. Because it's, just like the Rambam said, there's a remez. This is a remez means, I see there's an idea here. Maybe the Gemara doesn't really mean that they're being over the lav. Bizman hazeh. Maybe the lav is taka only in the times of the Mishkan. But what do I see from the lav in the times of the Mishkan? A person has to have a tremendous amount of respect for the Aron Bris Hashem. And so, for example, you put a paroiches, that it shouldn't be, it shows a certain respect that something is being covered. Maybe that's all it means. So a kitzer was saying the following thing. There's a machloikas whether or not there is a lav of v'loyevo lirois kivalo es hakodesh. According to the Ramban, everyone agrees that bizman hazeh it's not noyeh that you can't look at the Aron. Not this Aron, the Aron Bris Hashem. If you find it, it wouldn't be an isser. Gemara seems to say there is. We're saying the Gemara doesn't mean that there's actually an isser. The Gemara just means that I see about the cheshivas of the Aron that it needs to have the right amount of respect. The lav that is noyeh gives you not allowed to steal a klisharis from the Beis HaMikdash. And if you do, kanoim poigimbo, you can get killed. Why is that vamesu? It's not misa bidei shamayim, and it's not skila suyef herik v'chenek. Because the Ramban l'shitasa holds that any type of misa bidei adam is included in the din of being killed by Bezdin, and all four of them are just four different types of misa that actually come. That's all for tonight, folks.